Praise the Lord. Give God a hand for that. Look at these guys back in church. Wow, isn't that awesome? Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Guess where we're going to go? We're going to go right on back to, you're right, Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under what? The law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth. Wow, isn't that good? Because you're a son, God gave you the Holy Ghost. Amen. Think about that. We just think the Holy Ghost is the tickle of our feet. I tell you what, God knew that his children needed the Holy Ghost. How many of you want to send your kids out with nothing? No education, no nothing. You just want to boot them out of the house. You know, when they're out, they can fend for themselves. You want to prepare them for the future the best that you know how, right? Amen. You want to protect them, right? If you knew there was an evil world out there and people were crazy, you'd want to equip them for the things about to come, right? Well, because we are sons, somebody say, thank God for that. Think about the Holy Ghost in this fashion. Because I'm a child, because I'm a son of God, I've got the Holy Ghost. So we say, that's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for.
It's there because you're his child. He knows you need it. Amen? Amen. Say, every child of God, God gives them the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his sons into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. Now we notice that, when are you a servant? When are people in childlike, and when are you considered a servant?
You're a baby.
When you're a baby. Somebody say children. Let's go right back there so you can catch this. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a what? A servant. But when you grow up, somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Woo! Hallelujah. How many glad? So many people want to start this Christian walk off and stop halfway through the thing. There are Christians that, you know, all they know about that there is a God. How many glad that people believe in God? They go to church to celebrate because they believe in God. Never get saved, but they believe in God. Do you know it's possible to believe in God and not be saved? There are a lot of people that just believe in God. Well, how do you get saved? You make him the Lord of your life. Jesus is either Lord of all in your life or not Lord at all. Somebody say, praise God for that. So it's not enough just to believe that there's a God, the man upstairs. Amen? But that's a start, isn't it? It's a good start. But even the devils in hell believe that. Even Satan himself believes that there's a God. But there are certain people, that's the extent of their Christian faith. They believe in God, supposedly. Then there are those that go a little bit farther. They not only believe in God, but they say, I believe in God, therefore I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go to church every now and then. How many of you met those? They go to church just to prove because they believe in God, and when it really gets good, they might even buy a bumper sticker. They might grace the plate with a dollar. Woo! Because they believe in God. How many have been there? We grew up in a church. We grew up in a church, and we went to church faithfully because we believed in God. He didn't have any lordship over our life whatsoever. And their extent was, And when I just think about the old cross, well, we're not going to go there. Amen. Then it goes on beyond that. How many were at any of these stages? You remember you just believed in God, then it got to the point where you did something about it, decided to go to church to show others that you believed in God. Then there are those that say, not only do I believe in God, I want to do something about it, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. Somebody say, for those that get saved. Then you become a child, an heir. When you get saved, you become an heir. Somebody say, glory to God for that. That means you got hope. That means you, when you get saved, you got possibility. All the covenant of God belongs to you, whether you take advantage of it or not. I mean, you know, people that got it all together, but they don't ever use any of the stuff they have. There are a lot of people that got a bunch of stuff that belongs to them, but they never cash in to get it and use it. They don't know how to enjoy life. Well, there are some Christians out there that don't know how to enjoy their full salvation. So there are those that just get saved. They don't want to use anything. Amen. So they give their life to Jesus Christ and they get saved. They read that little sinner's prayer and then they go to Campus Crusade. And some of them will sit there in Campus Crusade forever. And that's all right. I've been there. I went to Youth of Christ. You know, I was just so glad about being saved. And every song at church was just, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. So we say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
But you know there's more than that. That's not all it is. That's not all that God wants you to have. It's not enough just salvation means them a ticket to heaven. Well, yeah, I want to go to heaven, but I got to be here for a little bit too. I want to be saved on earth just as much as I'm going to be saved in heaven. So there have been some churches that pushed it. Somebody say pushed it a little bit. There are some people in their total existence when they go to church is thinking about when Jesus comes and when I get to go to heaven. And that's what it's all about, when I get to go to heaven. But they don't ever think about how they get to live here. They want to see Jesus face to face, but don't let him show up in church. I'll see him when he comes in the sky. I'll be there with him forever, but you let the Holy Ghost, you let the Holy Ghost make a boop or a peep or anything in church, amen? So say, it gets better than that. Then there's some people that cross over before, than just normally just being saved and going to church, amen? There are some people say, hey, look, I'm going to step on over. Amen. I'm going to leave. You know those people that just want to get saved? They just get to the point to where they go to Calvary and all they think about is the cross. Somebody say, thank God for the cross.
Thank God for the cross.
Lead me to Calvary. Anybody heard a song? Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the cross. We wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for it. Right? Thank God for it. How many are glad what we did in this? How many are glad the wars that we won, amen, that gave us liberty? Well, why don't you go on back to the fields where they were fought and stay there? How many are glad that we, you know, that we reigned and won, amen, that Hitler didn't take over the world? There's a place, was it Normandy, where we actually, where the tide turned around, amen? Lead me to Normandy. Think about it. Lest I forget Normandy. No, you better go out there and do something with the liberty that people died and fought for.
Amen.
Go out and get the life that they wanted you to have.
Amen.
Go out and get something. Somebody say hallelujah. You got freedom. You got possibility. You can have education. You can have whatever you want to have. You can start a business. Mm-hmm. What would happen if we always thought, well, it was a rough war back there in 1940. Sometime it was rough. We didn't know whether we could ever make it. I just keep thinking about Normandy. Well, that's what it is with a lot of Christians. They just stuck at the cross, looking at the cross. But let me tell you something. Jesus is not on the cross anymore.
Amen.
He's not there. None of the apostles are there. They got up from that place and they went to the upper room.
Amen.
Somebody say glory. Nobody want to hear that. Somebody say amen. If you want to hang out the cross, you're going to hang there by yourself. Because Jesus said, listen. Amen. He got down from the cross, went down. Amen. Was buried in a tomb and he got up and left.
Amen.
Somebody say his cross duty's up.
His cross duty's up.
He's on the better things, on the higher thing. The cross was only the beginning of what God wanted to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God.
But there are so many people that are stuck there. They can't leave Calvary to walk down the road a little bit. He said, you go travel down to where? Go to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Some say leave Calvary and walk down the road to Jerusalem. He didn't tell them to sit there, plant no flowers there, don't make no memorial there. Glory to God. Leave. He don't need a memorial because he's not dead. Amen. He's ever living. Glory to God. So he said, now you walk on, you leave that place and you walk on a little bit and you go to a place called the upper room. Amen. Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
So there are a bunch of people that are stuck. They're still at Calvary. They refuse to walk down the road a little bit and get into the room where God told them to go. How many had left the Calvary and gone over to the upper room? And in the upper room, they found out that the Holy Ghost came. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God
for the upper room for the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. And there are certain people that are stuck in the upper room. Some are stuck in Calvary. Amen. Some are stuck in the upper room. Do you know they got out of the upper room and went everywhere and preached the gospel?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. So say, I want to grow up. Do you see the progression of the church and how we can memorialize things and get stuck in the mud? Instead of going on to what God wants us to go on with. So those that were in the upper room, I tell you what, ain't nobody in the upper room today. That Holy Ghost came, filled them with the Holy Ghost. They went out everywhere preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, thank God for that. But you know, you don't have to stay in the upper room. Amen. You can go on to higher levels than that. Guess where we are at today? Amen. Leave, you know, go on up there and be seated with Christ in heavenly places. Somebody say, thank God for that. You don't have to hang around at the place of Calvary. Amen. You thank God for Calvary. Don't ever forget what the Lord did. Amen. But go on up there and be seated with him. How many of you have lost somebody and you know you went to the thing and you had a choice whether you could be at the funeral? Amen. Or to be with them. Amen. Living, seeing them living and alive and well. Somebody say, thank God. Say, I'm out for the living Jesus. So this goes along with what we're talking about here. Now I say unto you that an heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant. Somebody said, we're getting ready to get into sonship around here.
We're getting sonship around
here. Because you are sons, glory to God. See, I tell you what, that's a sign of spiritual maturity, whether you really think about it or not. Being full of the Holy Ghost, amen. As he said, because when you step into that sonship, somebody say, glory to God, he fills you with the Holy Ghost. God has shed forth. Amen. God has shed forth the Holy Ghost upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He's a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
Crying out, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God wants to rule the world through you. Mm-hmm. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which were by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. There are Christians all the time. They go get saved. Then they say, well, I'm going to go get saved and go right back out of what I got saved out of. And I'm not just talking about bad habits. I'm talking about the whole of it. Amen. That mentality, that way of thinking, that way of sorrow. Amen. Amen. That way of death. Amen. He saved us and seated us in Christ. Let him say, I ain't leaving. Glory to God. I'm going to hang with it. I'm not trying to get back in. I'm on my way out of here. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
If I'm crazy, I'm happier than you.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's the truth.
Praise the Lord.
I'm happy about it. Amen. Well, you're sane and sad and miserable. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, let us not return.
To weak.
Woo! Think about that. Somebody say, weak. Those that know the Lord, their God will be strong and do exploits. In our flesh, this Bible says, our flesh is what? Weak. But our spirit is strong and willing. Don't return to your weak side. Get over to the song where the Bible even tells you, look, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Who's in the world? Who's in the world? Guess who else is in the world? You are.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
The you on the inside is greater than the you on the outside.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm much bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Are we picking up anything? Somebody said, I might have to find me a phone booth. We got to get like that. You ever see Superman?
Yes.
You know, whenever it was a job, amen, he had to go do that switch up. Somebody said, I'm going to have to turn this thing up real quick. He'd jump in that little thing and spin around a little bit. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Let me go get the greater one. So don't return. When you've begun to sing in the Holy Ghost, you find out that you got a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You are spirit.
Amen.
You live in a body. Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? You have a soul.
Amen.
But what are you? Spirit. Glory to God. We'll get there.
Amen.
Some say we're working our way up to signs and wonders.
Amen.
So you say we all jumping off together. Amen.
Amen.
How'd you like to find a Christian that believes God can do anything?
Amen.
How'd you like to find a Christian that says, our God can do anything and really mean it?
Amen.
I'm so sick of people telling me, God can do anything, and you know they don't believe that.
Amen.
You know straight up. God can do anything. You know just straight up they don't believe it. Amen. But there's rising up a people. There's rising up a nation. There's rising up a church. Glory to God.
Yes.
There's rising up a move of people that read the word of God and going to take it for what it says. Our God can do anything and will.
Yes.
Maybe right now.
Amen. Amen.
Ye desire again to be in bondage. Some say, make up your mind.
Make up your mind.
Which way you want to go? There are whole groups of people, whole denominations, whole moves of people that desire again to be in bondage. How can you be Christian and still be in this world? How can you live them both together? We'll throw you a scripture, amen, but we'll satisfy your flesh. Desiring, people desiring, they try to throw out the move of God, throw out the things of God, throw out the anointing of God, throw out the grace, throw out the supernatural, amen, because people can't understand what's going on. A great desire, someone say desire.
Desire.
To return to weak and beggarly things, amen. Don't bring me down, I'm on a high and I like it.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Everybody said, somebody, listen, you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Anybody ever heard that?
Amen.
Every good and perfect gift from the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Don't desire to be entangled again to the yoke of bondage. If the Son of God sets you free with stuff, you don't care about stuff, don't care about it again. Don't let nobody tell you what you should care about. Amen. If God sets you free and you've been free for the last 3-5 years, glory to God, and you've been rolling all right, amen, your head's together, you got more joy than you've ever had, live that way.
Amen.
Go on and stay free.
Amen.
People are always seeking to captivate you and to hold you down. Let me stop them before they get too carried away. Let me get carried away.
Hey, Holly.
Don't hold me back, glory to God. I want to believe all of it. Everybody can get something out of it, amen.
Yeah.
I'll get something out of it. You'll get something out of it. And those that are looking by, if all they get out of it is laughing at me, let them laugh. They can have some joy, amen. Some say, I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
I'm going forward. Ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you. Somebody say, I'm scared of you.
Scared of you.
Lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain.
Mm.
Somebody say, labor
in vain.
Paul was sitting up here preaching to these people. And he was telling these people, I've taught the word of God to you. I've preached to you. I've ministered to you. I've done all this stuff to you. Let me tell you what, if I preach you out of the world and you go going back in, don't make my labor in vain.
Amen.
We've had 5 years of Holy Ghost meetings, glory to God. Amen. We started this thing out, you might finish it out, glory to God. He said, I'm afraid that, listen, you got out in this wild stuff, you're going to turn around because somebody else had come in here and taught some weak doctrine, some weak gospel. There were some people that came in and preached some stuff contrary, amen, that were trying to put them back in bondage again. And Paul said, I'm afraid that if, you know, if you don't get your stuff together, all of the work that I've done to get you free. How many of you are free from some stuff?
Amen.
So free, people are concerned about you. Amen.
Amen.
You're supposed to be bound like everybody else.
No.
All your friends are saved.
Amen.
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 Be ye not yoked together with unbelievers.
That's right.
If God sets you free, why be entangled to him again?
Ooh.
Somebody say glory to God. Well, I better hook it up again. Somebody say amen. If he set you free from people that were on the, if you were linked up with people that were on their way to hell, had no mindset for God, if God set you free, dummy, stay free.
Amen.
What's wrong with you? I'm free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't you be entangled again to the yoke of bondage. That's why you got out.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'll break you out. But I won't go in.
But I won't go in. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody hearing me right now?
Yes. Amen.
See, because listen, we're just not going to care about here. We're going to go on to greater things. Glory to God.
Yes.
We're about to grow up, amen, and step into our inheritance as children of God.
Yes.
Sons of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Walking in the anointing that Jesus walked in. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Serve notice, write him a letter. You might think I'm crazy by what I've been living for the last 3, 4 years, 6 months, 5 weeks, some of you 2 weeks. Glory to God.
Praise God.
So say, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not only am I saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, now I believe I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody might need a minister there. Hallelujah. Pastors labor to lift mentality and to pull sheep out of worldliness. If I preach and the people are still earthbound and worldly, then the labor is in vain. Somebody say hallelujah. The preaching of the gospel pulls people out of worldliness. It changes you. People get afraid when they hear that. If it doesn't have any ability to change, it ain't the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some say the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll change you, Gloria. It'll mess with your head. It'll kill you.
Amen.
What's wrong with you? You change. You're not the same. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I don't know what's wrong with you, glory to God. What got into you? I died. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ Jesus that lives on the inside of me. I'm free. He who the Son sets free, you go on being free indeed. Go all the way.
Amen.
Don't give anybody any security blankets. Sometimes we want to hold on. I'm still here. Don't worry about it. I'm still here. I ain't gone too far. I'm going to let him see me floating away. Amen.
Amen.
I want to scare him. He's gone off the deep end now.
Hallelujah.
When I got into the Spirit-filled church, going down there in Washington, D.C., started speaking in tongues, scared my family half to death. Took him years to get used to it.
Amen.
Yeah, he's one of them tongue talkers. I don't know what he does. All he does is listen to that gospel music and jump around the room. He'll grow out of it.
Oh,
I did grow out of it. I grew up beyond that, glory to God.
Yes, amen.
People are thinking they'll grow out of that. Yeah, you will. You'll grow out of that into something else, glory to God.
Woo.
So say, I'm way beyond that now. We preach that's a gospel. Let me tell you, true, when people really get saved, one girl got saved in Shreveport. Name was Dana. Thank the Lord. Amen. Dana got saved. Amen. And she went back and told her friends, I ain't partying with you no more. I'm saved. And they knew what was coming because so many people were getting saved. When she told them I was saved, instead of them hugging, they started crying. Dana's saved. Around here they say, I got saved. Oh, woo, that's good. Don't mean nothing. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
All I got to do is endure KSBJ every once in a while. Because you got saved. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, anybody in here tonight?
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He'll change. Not only, listen, the power of the gospel has more ability to change the radio knob. Turn the radio knob. It'll turn your whole life around.
Yes.
Brother, I beseech you, I beseech you as I am, for I am as ye. You have not endured me, brethren, at all. Ye know how through infirmity of flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not nor rejected, but received me as the angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Wow. Has anyone ever read that in the Bible before and read it for what it said? Paul told those people, listen, somebody, he was defending himself. He was preaching because somebody else went in there and tried to preach a bunch of stuff that was going to take the people back instead of take them forward. And Paul said, listen, when I came to y'all, y'all know I had some hangups. Paul had some hangups. Do you read the same thing? He said, listen, you endured, you saw my weakness, you saw my stuff. Every once in a while, he must have gotten, we don't know what his infirmity was. Some people thought it was a sickness. I don't know. Some people, I believe it might have been he had a sharp attitude. You know, he might have just had some quirks in his flesh. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Every once in a while, we all have them. Amen. Catch me on a bad day. Hallelujah. There have been many people that are still here because they were able to endure. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
My temptation to go off. I'm tempted to go off this morning. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People think things are going to be great. You know, here's a leader. Here's Paul himself. He said, listen, you're still here and you still made it because you had the ability to endure weakness. He said, even with my weakness, you receive me as an angel of God, even as Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, they're not saying that he is Jesus. Amen. But they said, I still know that the anointing of the Lord is on you. Amen. We're going to receive the word from you as if we were receiving it from the mouth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus.
There are a lot of people that are missing a lot of good stuff because they can't look beyond weakness. Amen. And find the Holy Ghost. That's why I'm real.
Amen.
I ain't hiding no closet behind nothing. I'm going to be me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Let
hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost lead me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you're going to have to deal with me, amen, you're going to have to deal with it all. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we're wrong. I'm not making excuses for stuff.
Right.
Sin is sin. I'm not going to be out here getting in gross sin and all that weird stuff. If we do, we'll get it right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're not going to be Superman and all this other stuff. Glory to God. Every once in a while, I'm gotten a lot better going off.
Amen.
I don't go off half as much as I used to.
God.
I'm about to go off in here tonight. Amen. Amen. Some people aren't here and some people don't hang around anymore. Amen. Because they can't endure weakness.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say, I'm trying to be like Jesus. I ain't like Jesus yet. Amen. You keep saying it, I'm going to jump. Somebody say hallelujah. That's something that you need to get on the inside of you. Now, of course, you don't want to follow a dummy.
Amen.
Blind people, they all fall in the ditch. Glory to God. But there can be areas in different things, amen, that you don't understand. Glory to God. But you can still roll with it. Isn't that some good teaching there?
Amen.
But receive me as an angel. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, listen, you what you are able to receive. See, if all you see certain individuals, you better believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost on individuals.
Amen.
If you want my flesh, you're going to get a haircut. And 9 times, maybe 8 times out of 10, you'll get a good one. Don't bank on nobody's flesh. If you want to get something from God, you got to receive that minister as the angel. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of God. And what is an angel but a messenger from the Holy Ghost? That person been in the presence of God, God going to speak something. It's going to meet my need and everything's going to be all right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get what you receive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He don't know what he's talking about. That's exactly what you're going to get. That's exactly what you're going to receive. Where then is the blessedness ye speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, I would have plucked out my own eyes and have given them to me. You would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Wow. That's a church, isn't it? Good Lord.
Amen.
We charge for a breakfast and people are ready to quit. We're not going to go there. Somebody say hallelujah. See, these are church people. Somebody say it's in the Bible. You tithe? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, I have the mind of Christ.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say giving's in there. Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Oh, we better roll on. I'm rolling on. But there's some good stuff here for you to catch.
Yes.
There's some good stuff in here for you to catch. Paul said, listen, he said, look, I was not even the best out there. I was a weak. I was a trip. And you received that ministry anyhow. Not only that, you blessed me and you sowed in there. Amen. Notice it's also in this book right here where it said, my God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory. Or is that Philippians? Amen.
Philippians.
But it's still good. He would have met their needs too. Amen. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? He must have came to Nations. He must have had ministry at Nations. Nations Church at Galatians. Sounds like Nations Galatians. Nations Galatians. Wow, isn't that neat? Am I now? Somebody say amen. A week ago, you were ready to pluck your eyes out. And give them. Somebody say amen. But then I tell you the truth. Amen. And now you're my enemy. Somebody say hallelujah. They zealously affect you, but not well. See, there are people that are going to come. People are going to come and go. Somebody say hallelujah. And people get in here and get you all worked up off of stupid stuff. Talking dumb doctrine. And if you don't hear the word of God, guess what? They're going to lead you astray. Amen. You want to be dumb? Guess what? You got a right to be dumb. This is America. Amen. Aren't you going to stop them? No, you want to believe something wild? Roll on. We'll teach the truth and you'll be able to discern for yourself. Amen. This ain't no call. Amen.
Amen.
You want to believe in popcorn? Go on and believe in popcorn. Amen. You'll be believing by yourself. Amen. But we're going to preach the truth and it's up for you to discern and judge those things. Amen. We'll try to do certain judgment, but if you don't learn how to judge foolishness, amen, you're going to be in some sad shape. We got to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a full-time job dealing with crazy people with weird doctrines, weird beliefs, stupid beliefs. Amen.
Amen.
And people are coming here with that weird stuff, not understanding anything. Amen. They only endure for a while. They don't hang on long. Amen. And people get all excited about what they're talking about. Amen. We had some Looney Tunes in here years ago. Amen. thought, oh, couldn't even hear the word, so full of the Holy Ghost, couldn't hear nothing. Oh, 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 everybody all excited about it. They were all excited about it, amen, but it didn't do them any good. Didn't do them any good, ain't gone nowhere, just stuck right there. Whining, well, they needed to moan and groan, amen, because it was miserable, amen. I'm talking the truth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Don't you you think everybody going to come in here going to mean to do good? You're going to have all kind of nuts. Sheep and wolves clothing. I mean, wolves and sheep's clothing. What does that mean? Not all of them going to try to get the pulpit. They're not the ones you got to watch out for. The ones that are sitting up there, they quiet in front of pastor. Amen. But amen, you get her at that coffee bar. Honey, let me give you a word.
Parking lot.
Somebody say amen. Parking lot prophesiers. Amen. So you got to grow up. Somebody say amen.
Uh-huh.
There are certain people get off and get all excited about it, and you can't tell them nothing. Woo! Right here in the same thing, they zealously affect you. You ever seen people get excited about being wrong? Mm-hmm. Excited about just as wrong, but excited about it. Some new revelation. It's all we had. You got to learn these things. I told you to judge it before. Mm-hmm. It's all grace. You think you're going to, hey amen, righteousness is based in tithes and church attendance and all this other stuff. That wasn't God. Mm. Amen. And anybody was looking for a reason to be wrong, they would have been really excited. Where's your church? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They zealously affect you, but not, somebody say, not what? Well.
Not well.
But not good. Everything you get excited about might not be good. Just because it has the ability to excite you, it's not good.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They were in Jonestown, Guyana, beating tambourines and shouting and dancing. All taking Kool-Aid a week later. And they were all excited about going out into a jungle. Glory to God. Isn't that a trip? We all going to go out to the jungle. You're going to go to the jungle. You're going to go to the jungle by yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they all went out there and they were all excited about it. Somebody say, not good.
Not good.
Excited about nothing. Amen. Excitement is not evidence. It's a good thing. You can't have, you know, you can't have inspiration without excitement. Amen. But make sure you're excited about a good thing. Listen. But not well. Yea, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealous, affected always in a what kind of thing?
Good.
In a good thing. So listen, when you're zealous, you just jump in whole hog. It's good to get excited. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And to be zealous. Amen. But make sure you're excited and zealous about a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children of whom I travail in birth again. Somebody say, I travail in birth.
I travail in birth.
See, there's some time of travailing. There's a time of travailing with every new believer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time of travail. There are times pastor's going to go through with you. Glory to God. You know, you're going to go out and get a dumb thing because we just don't know sometime. Amen. Oh, where are they going? What are they up to now? Oh, Father, help me. Amen. The intercessors will start praying. Amen. Lord, Father, help them. Oh, glory to God. They're off on something wild again. They travail for them. Oh, they messed up again. Glory. Oh, here we go again. Somebody say, where now? Sweating and working. Amen. There is a travail when you bring in new converts.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, what kind? But you notice this word that I like right here after that. And I travail in birth again. Somebody say, until.
Until.
Somebody say until.
Until.
Until. Christ be formed in you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grow up to the point. Somebody say grow up.
Grow up.
Amen. To where intercessors don't constantly have to be travailing. Amen.
Amen.
They can travail for new converts. Amen. Amen. Pastor don't have to be up all night long praying whether you still mad about what happened Thursday night. Amen. At the bake-off. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some say until Christ be formed in you. Until Christ's likeness be formed in you. Amen. Until you start to act like, let me tell you, when people just say, listen, I don't have to worry about it. I know a bad thing happened to that individual, but they're going to handle it like Jesus. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
When people decide in there that I'm going to walk like Jesus, I'm going to turn this thing over, amen. I'm not going to walk in the flesh, amen. I'm going to walk in the spirit of Christ, Jesus. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to take the high road, amen. I believe that there is a God someplace, amen. If I hold my peace, amen, the Lord will fight my battles and I'll win. It's some travail until, amen. We're getting to that until point around here.
Amen.
I mean, it's been five rough years. It's been a lot of travail because people didn't want to grow up, amen. But we got some people that are willing to hear the gospel, and you're growing up in the things of God to where we don't have to work half as hard. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We just teach the good word and look at what God does, amen.
Yeah.
Christ is beginning to be formed in you. Stuff that used to set us all off, it don't get to us no more, amen.
Yeah.
It takes us 15 minutes to hit somebody now. Amen. Before, you had to say one sentence. Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, I had to be cut off twice. No. Until Christ be formed in you. Somebody say glory to God. Another thing about new converts, listen, you'll always be in travail.
Amen.
Always be, oh, when are we going to get this thing out of the Lord? Oh, God. It'll always be like that until we start to preach Jesus.
Yes.
Like we do around here when you grow up, you know, before we try to pacify them, them pacifiers, peacemakers, amen. Then you grow up a little bit and say, you wrong.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
No, no, no.
Somebody say glory to God. No, you just need to get your, you old enough to know, amen. You act like the devil, amen. Need to get it right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody going to pacify you when, when it's time to sit down and stop all that mess? Somebody say glory to God.
Amen.
I desire to be present with you now and to charge my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. All, listen, there's always an element of doubt with people that refuse to grow up. If people don't want to grow up in God, there is no guarantee, amen, they're going to make it to the end. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God's coming back for a triumphant church, not a bunch of babies.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven's not a nursery. He's coming back for an army. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of y'all like that little movie, The Baby, that just escaped and they were chasing that little baby all around town and he was looking for that little train. What's that movie? Baby's Day Out. Somebody say amen. That's what so many churches are, Baby's Day Out. Where is that baby at now? Good. Oh, get down from there. Goo, goo, ga, ga. We taught a message before. People got offended, but it's true. You will grow up.
Amen.
There are certain people trying to act like a baby, but they're not a baby.
Amen.
What do you call a thing that grows up in bodily form, amen, but still acts like a baby or acts like a child?
Retarded.
Somebody say retarded. Think about it. A lot of retarded Christians, amen?
Amen.
Sit up there, act like they don't know. You know you know. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm teaching the gospel. I got you here till 9. I got you here to 9. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say, please forgive brother so-and-so. He just acting retarded. Been around. Let me, if you've been in church up under a good word, still acting like you just got in this thing yesterday, glory to God, amen, you need to get prayed for. Somebody say hallelujah.
How many
retarded Christians? Somebody say, still acting crazy, glory to God. Christians have the ability to learn and it never stops. There's something that the devil does to people where they get to a certain point and it just stops. That's as far as they go. I'm going to camp out right here at the cross. As far as I will not be filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm going to camp out right here. Say, I'm going to stop at 6 years old. I don't care. I'll be 50 years old, act like a 6-year-old.
Mm.
Happy there. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
And they can be happy there. That's all right. Amen. Lifespan's not as long.
That's right.
This is good teaching, people.
That's right.
It's good teaching.
Yes, amen.
Smack somebody in the head and say, you ain't. Somebody say glory to say, you're not retarded.
You're not retarded.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Hallelujah. Somebody popped him real good. Hallelujah. See if you'd act. Who was that? Glory to God. Was that Beth? Nearly knocked his head off. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's good. I love you, Beth. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is good. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you hear the law? For it is written. This is a revelation. Can I get it to you and get you out at 9? Will you please listen? This is a very hefty revelation. This is a very hefty revelation. When you look at this, you're going to see things a little bit differently when you read this scripture than what you read before. Amen? For it is written, Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who is of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by the promise. Which things are an allegory, which is the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that bearest not. Break forth and cry. This is prophetic. There's a heavy revelation I've never heard it taught. Heavy revelation here that I've never heard taught. Amen? Listen. Thou that travaileth not, for the desolate have many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scriptures? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be an heir with the son of the free man, free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again to the yoke of bondage. Think. Do this for me. Get your highlighter out. We're going to get through this. Get your highlighter out. Some of you are going to catch this revelation and find out who you are in Christ. And this is the foundation to the supernatural. Underline, Abraham had two sons. Then underline or circle, bond maid. Then circle, free woman. Somebody say, two sons. One by a bond man and one by a free woman. But he who was born, okay, then write down, circle flesh. Then circle promise. Then I want you to circle two covenants. See that in verse 24? Listen, Abraham represents God. The allegory is God. The allegory is God. It's deeper than just the story of what happened in the Old Testament. Abraham had two sons. How many of you know you're a child of God even though you're a servant? Amen? Right? Hasn't everybody been born of God? Amen? Everybody? God created all people. Amen? All man? Right? Even in the flesh, God still has ownership of you. Amen? For you to be in carnality, it happened as a result of sin. Right? But the beginning of God formed flesh. Right? Also, the other one was born by promise. Some say free.
Free.
One the flesh. One of the sons is the one in the flesh. That son of the flesh represents the son that was done in the flesh. You know how he had that first son? Ishmael, and Ishmael was born after the flesh. He was still blessed. He was still a child of Abraham, right? He had some kind of covenant, but then there was a son of promise through Sarai. Somebody say hallelujah. Who was barren. Somebody say glory to God. But when that son was born, somebody say Isaac was born. Oh, glory to God. He really got it, didn't he? Isaac got the greater blessing, didn't he? The Holy Ghost represents Sarah. Amen. He said the promise. Somebody said children of the promise. He said, listen, until you receive the promise. What is the promise? Amen. The Holy Ghost being endured. What's the opposite of the flesh? The Spirit. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now listen, there are two sons. Amen. The one of the flesh. Amen. Ishmael's out there. Ishmael's out there. That flesh is out there. Glory to God. It's out there. It'll get so far. Amen. But there's another son out there, the child of the promise by the Holy Ghost, the thing that was meant to be by God, the first one. Somebody say hallelujah. And God's trying to tell you right here, listen, you're not after the flesh. You're not the bond child trying to get in. Glory to God.
Amen.
You're not the bond child trying to get in. You're the promised seed. Glory to God. Yeah. You're what was meant to be. Hallelujah. It didn't just happen because somebody messed up. Amen. You're children of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you're not hearing this tonight. Amen. You're not just hearing this tonight. Amen. You're children by the Holy Ghost. Children of the promise. Amen. See, there are two covenants right there. Therefore, you have covenant right.
Yes, amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm an heir of God. Somebody say glory to God.
I'm an heir of God.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say I'm a royal blue blood. Amen. I'm not after the flesh, glory to God, amen. I'm not after the flesh, amen. When you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, you're born of Sarah, amen. And say, listen, why criest thou, thou barren woman, glory to God. And the same thing, there are so many people, it seems like this realm of the Spirit is almost barren because so many people refuse to be born of it. There are a lot of people that want to flow in the flesh all over the place. They want to be in the flesh. They want fleshly man. But very few people cross over to the other side. Amen.
Amen.
But prophetically, he speaks, rejoice. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thou barren, thou that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. The Spirit within us does what? It cries.
Yes.
And it travails. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. When you hear the travail of the Holy Ghost, that's that barren side of the Spirit. That's the kingdom of heaven calling forth. Amen. I don't want to be barren anymore. I want to birth some children of the Spirit.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. It's time for the promise to show up.
Yes.
The flesh had its turn. Glory to God. But now you've been born over in the Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm spiritual seed. Pray in the Holy Ghost while I blow my nose so you don't have to hear this.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, it says, now listen. Now we, brethren, as Isaac were, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecutes him, then your fleshly side is going to persecute that spiritual side. It was around first. You know? Even though the promise was promised first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the other son was really right. Because life begins at the spoken word.
That's right.
And as soon as God said, you'll bear a son, amen, Isaac was, whether he manifested or not. So he really didn't steal a birthright. Glory to God. God spoke it first. Ishmael came as a result of flesh. Amen?
Amen.
So here we go. He said, listen, but now we as Isaac are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecutes him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Ishmael and Isaac trying to abide on the inside of you. That flesh says, no, I'm going to reign. I'm going to rule. I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to have the blessing. I'm going to do all this other stuff. But on the inside, somebody say amen. Isaac's on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Grab a hold of that foot trying to get out of there. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Say, I'm the child of the promise. I'm giving you faith tonight. Amen. There's a promise that greater is he that is in you
amen.
Than he that's on the outside. Isaac's going to win. Glory
yes.
to God. Whether you're worried about whether you're going to make this faith thing, whether you're going to make this spiritual thing or not, I tell you what, greater is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God on the inside of you than he that's in the world. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's going to win.
Amen.
This day is coming. Glory to God. God prophesied it to heaven. Amen. It's a heaven thing. Glory to God. Listen, don't cry. Amen. You're going to have more children than those that are of the flesh. Amen. Are y'all catching? Am I boring y'all tonight? Am I boring y'all tonight? Somebody going to grab a hold of this and start to walk in a new revelation. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, I've been prophesied. I've been promised. Amen. Glory to God. The world's waiting for you to show up. The Bible says it. Amen. But you got to do this because of that fight. Because of that fight going on, because the flesh wants to fight. Just like whenever you read about Ishmael and Isaac, think about the flesh and the spirit battling each other. Flesh and the spirit fight, battling each other. Glory to God. Now listen, but this is what you got to do in Galatians chapter 4, verse 30. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Someone say, put them out.
Put them out.
You know what I mean? Put them out. Put them to rest, glory to God. For the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. You're not going to be able to be an heir, amen, if you refuse to, not to cast out, amen, that bond woman and her son. You got to put out the worldliness. You got to put out the ways of the flesh, amen, and you might be able to be all that God wants you to be. He must what? I must decrease that he might be able to what? Increase. How many of you want to grow up?
Amen.
Get out of this thing. Somebody say, get out of this childish thing. Amen. Get out of that childish flesh thing. Get up over to the realm of the spirit. Amen. So you start to rule and reign like God told you to. Amen.
Amen.
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Somebody say, glory to God for that. That spirit of the Holy Ghost, that spirit that's on the inside of you, it's not subject to the law. It came from heaven. Glory to God. It was spoken in the heavenlies. Glory. It's not subject to the element, you know, the little meagerly elements of this world. Amen. It's not subject to sickness, death, and disease and defeat. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a citizen from the other place. It's got a better covenant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we pray in the Holy Ghost that there might start to be manifestation of what's on the inside of us. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting there. I'm almost there. Give you something to chew on this week, huh? Mm-hmm. Stand fast. Somebody say, stand fast.
Stand fast.
Therefore,
in the liberty.
Write this down. The spirit within you is a free spirit. The spirit within you is a free spirit. How many of you noticed when you got into church, you got in this thing, you were set free?
Amen.
People thought you got a bunch of rules and regulations. You didn't. God set you free.
Amen.
He set you free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not, someone say, don't be.
Don't be.
Entangled again.
Entangled again.
To the yoke
of bondage.
If you yoke to your flesh, you're entangled. Be ye not unequally yoked. There are certain people who don't have to worry about their friends, wives, and husbands, whether they're unequally yoked. They just unequally yoked from the get-go. Somebody say, the Spirit's got to run this one alone. There are people that wish-washy, you know, flesh and spirit, flesh and spirit. Especially if one step forward, 5 to 25,000 steps behind. When you want to walk it in both the flesh and the spirit at the same time, and you want to be wish-washy, you know, you want to jump into carnality one minute, then the next minute you want to be spiritual, guess what? You are unequally yoked. Make up your mind which way you want to go. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. If you want to walk in the flesh, do it. But you want to go in the realm of the spirit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Go hog wild with it. Amen. And watch what God does for you. Amen. Now, the people that get this revelation, amen, when we start to live by the spirit on the inside of us, we're going to start teaching about, amen, freedom and liberty over the lost. Somebody say glory to God. That's all Jesus did. He came down here to demonstrate, amen, his ability, amen, to break all kind of, you know, this stuff that the devil tried, boxes and different things. You know, there was a law that said, if you walk on water, you're going to sink. That's the law of the land, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Jesus defied that law, didn't he? Amen. Amen. The author has authority. Amen. He put all the laws out there. He put all the laws out there. Amen. Amen. And if he put them out there, he can change it. Amen. When we heal people, you know what we're doing? We're breaking the law.
Amen.
When we heal people, you know what you're doing? You're breaking the law, because the law said if they ate this, they're going to get this. They say this, they're going to get this. Amen. There's a law. Amen. Whatever the devil did, you know, if he put stuff on you, he did it because it was a law. Adam and Eve sinned. Therefore, the consequences of that, you have to put up with the devil. That's the law. Amen. But Jesus came. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And broke it. Glory to God. Somebody say free.
Free.
The spirit within you is free. Glory to God. And you're going to start to demonstrate those things and start to see those things start to manifest in your life. Somebody say turn it around. Say, I don't care what it is, what the world's trying to say, it's the law. Somebody say, the law is liberty, amen? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Did y'all enjoy that tonight?
Amen.
Somebody say, don't be tangled again.
Don't be tangled again.
To the yoke of bondage.
To the yoke of bondage.
And you're free from a whole lot more than you think you are. You're free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You're going to get revelation of that. My gosh. You're free from fear.
Amen.
And fear demonstrates itself and moves in us more ways than just I'm nervous or I'm upset or I'm concerned. Anything that's not of faith is fear.
That's right.
You're free from that.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hand and start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, teach me. Why don't you say it? Father,
thank you
for Jesus that set me free.
Father, right now,
in the name of Jesus,
I'm free
from every curse. I'm free from every word the devil tried to put out over me. I'm free from every trap. I'm free from negative mentality.
I'm free from the flesh,
but I'm alive in Christ.
Jesus set me free.
I will not be bound.
I will not be
entangled to the yoke of bondage.
I'm free
in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You got 2 minutes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. When you grow up, you'll start to walk out that freedom. And that's how miracles start to happen. That's how miracles start to happen. Notice that when that woman had that issue of blood, he said, and Jesus loosed her from her infirmity. He set her free from that. So let's say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Pray in the Holy Ghost just for a couple of minutes. Glory to God. We want to celebrate liberty. If you want to be free, you can. We're going to be walking in realms and in things. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I declare your liberty right now in Jesus' name. Don't just get stuck where you are. Amen. Go on with God. Go on and get everything he has for you. Don't just settle for less. God can do much more than what he's been doing. Amen. For you, if you just stretch your faith. Everything is possible. And it will manifest. Amen. In your life. I expect to see this freedom demonstrated in time to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you people with all of my heart. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Come on back Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Amen. I just sense, amen, be real courteous of people as they're leaving. Amen. If you want us to pray for freedom over any situation, glory to God, Let's just pray. I'll pray with you and lay hands that God will set you free in that area. If not, we'll just go on and have coffee. Other than that, be blessed. Come on up here if you want that. Glory to God. Amen. Demonstrations of freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, dear. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for that freedom. Oh, y'all, we got to get a jet or a plane or a helicopter or something. When these people get free, that we go down there and make sure they stay free. Hallelujah. Say, I'll be free from depression. Glory to God. Amen. Free from this situation the devil's trying to do for you. God is going to set you free. Look at how you've already beat the devil's behind. Glory to God. I mean, look at what's already happened in your life. You got here, heard the good word of God, heard joy. It will never be the same again. Glory to God. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. Glory to God. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, y'all just start to rejoice. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody else? I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. You can stay right there. You, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say free.
Free.
Somebody say free. Amen. Free. 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 Son has set me free. I am free indeed. Free, 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 free. Son has set me free, I am free indeed. Is that too high for y'all? Free, 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 free. Son has set me free, I am free indeed. Sing it. Free, 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 free. Son has set me free, I am free indeed. Now laugh at the devil of bondage. Laugh at that spirit of bondage. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. She says she wants this neck set free. Hallelujah. Be free and loose from that infirmity. There it is. Did you see it? Do you feel that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How did you? Hey, and I don't know. Somebody say thank you. Did you feel that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say free. Oh, I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What are you going to be free from, brother? Hallelujah. Free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Praise God. Yes. This ear right there, hallelujah, is it manifesting right now? What is it doing? Amen.
Ringing.
Is it ringing? Free from that right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How's it doing now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be free from that infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. How's that ear? Hallelujah. How's your ear? Amen. You got delivered from that before. How's it doing now? Come here. You want to get prayed for that? Amen.
Yeah,
which one is it? Amen. He did it before. He can do it again. Be free from that infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Be free from this attack that the enemy's trying to put on you right now in the name. Free. There it is. Glory to God. Free. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I ain't seen you in a while. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say free. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're free, aren't you? Hallelujah. You want some 20? You've been wanting to be free from that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He the Son sets free is free indeed. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, what you want freedom for? Amen. Hallelujah. Because you said, because I said to come up here.
No.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You are. Be free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. 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 So say, I am free to be who God wants me to be.
No limits.
Come here. Hallelujah. That spirit of bondage. Come here. Hallelujah. You've been kicking its butt. Amen. But somebody, things want to hold you back, want to stop you from being the woman that God's called you to be and all those things. Glory to God. Father God set her free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, precious. Hallelujah. You can just walk back to your seat. People do it all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody got any bondage, people, or anything, come up here and get free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so good to see you, dear. Hallelujah. Father, free in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Free from every one of those infirmities in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Anybody worry? God wants to set you free from that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 Maha. Hallelujah. Free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fear. Fear. Some of you have been dealing with fear. Glory to God. Fear. Fear. Quickly. If not, don't leave it alone. Huh? Yeah. No, you got to come up here. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Quickly. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear. God's about to set you free from fear. Woo, the blessing of that. When you get set free from fear, faith comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Be free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He, the Son, sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. 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 How you doing, dearie? Yeah, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who's got crystals here? Hallelujah. God bless you, precious. Hallelujah. Father God, set her free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're doing so good, brother. Yes.
I would like to get this y'all pray for me so I can read. This morning, I was at this morning. My ears stopped popping, and I didn't know what it was. And God stopped talking to me, starts talking to me. And this morning, I learned a word today by grape juice. And I could hear my ears just popping. And I started shouting this morning, and I didn't know. I said, God, what are you talking about? He said, you're going to know how to read. You got a new life this year. A new life.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it, brother. Watch him do it. Be free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. 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 Doing good. You just want, you watching. You want to come up and get blessed. It's okay. Either one's fine. Come on. If you want us to, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, precious. God bless you. God bless you. He loves you so much. Yes. He loves you so much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, set him free in the name of Jesus. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many believe God has the ability to set us free?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You bet you free already? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be free? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. See? Oh. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory. Lord, help her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Watch your stomach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Free. 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 Free.
I felt a whole bunch of stuff cracking while I was laying on the floor.
I was going to move it. I didn't have to move it. It just started to pop on by itself. Amen.
It did.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's never done that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never.
Panic. Glory to God. Panic. Panic, 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 panic.
I'm not just free from snapping.
Okay, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Panic. Panic. Amen. Panic. Glory to God. Panic. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, free. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Free. Free. Set her free. In the name of Jesus. La bamana asa. Free. In Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Liberty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, go on and do it, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of y'all going to be in church on Wednesday night? Amen. How many of y'all going to be in church on Wednesday night? Amen. Amen. We're going to work out something, honey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Precious people. Precious people. Well, y'all got blessed by getting out early tonight. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever the devil's trying to do on that job situation, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for a turnaround and freedom of your servant in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him is going to be able to prosper. God, get on the scene right away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. 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 We give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Again and again and again and again. Glory to God. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got something? You're just praising God. Hallelujah. Isn't it good just to praise God? Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, I didn't think I was going to make it.
Let's pray. There's too many people. Amen. In that area, I see it, that spirit of bondage. Amen. God wants to set some people free.
Amen.
Oh, in every area. Amen. Too many people are in many different ways. The devil's trying to take away freedom. Amen. I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. You will not be bound in Jesus' name. You will not be bound in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Freedom. Open every prison door in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Anybody right now in the name of Jesus, those that are bound to sickness, bound to medical devices, amen, bound to, right now, be loosed in Jesus' name. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Escape. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, people. Hallelujah. Love you. It's so good. It's hard seeing.